By 1785, when former Revolutionary War veteran John Craig petitioned the state of Virginia to operate a ferry at Valley View nearby the mouth of Tate's Creek, a handful were already in operation along the Kentucky, shuttling people, livestock, and goods from one side of the river to the other. John Filson's 1784 map of Kentucky, published 8 years before the area received statehood, shows four ferries in operation around Lexington. To the city's east, the ferry at Boonesboro secured passage over the Kentucky to and from the terminus of Boone Trace, getaway to the Cumberland Gap and the relatively settled nation east of the Appalachian Mountains. To the city's south, Hogan's Ferry at Hickman Creek, now State Highway 27, and Curd's Ferry at Dix River near High Bridge allowed passage to and from the vibrant frontier settlements of Danville and Harrodsburg, which sat atop the fertile high grounds rising above the Kentucky southern banks, and beyond that the Cumberland River watershed and its growing pioneer river town, Nashville. In 1784, Lexington's Main Street, if traveled westward, dead-ended at the Kentucky River hamlet of Leestown, now better known as Frankfort, at which point a ferry floated citizens, their products, and animals across the river's western banks, the roads on this other side of Leestown trending north to Port Royal or west to Clarkville, both pulling, as if by Rio Taxis, toward the early Republic's great inland highway system, the Ohio River. 15 years later, at the close of the 18th century, as the region prospered, a number of new ferries had begun or would soon begin to operation along the Palisade-lined inner bluegrass stretch of the Kentucky River. Upstream from Valley View, Cleveland's Ferry, later renamed Clay's Ferry, transported travelers and their wares across the river nearby Boone Creek, establishing a transportation path best represented today by the six-lane I-75 bridge that spans the Kentucky nearly 300 feet directly above it. Downstream from Valley View, ferry operators vying for the plentiful inner city commerce and travel that was developing between Lexington on the river's north side and Danville-Harrodsburg on its south opened a number of operations between Hickman Creek and the community of Brooklyn. Where the Danville-Nicholasville Turnpike crossed the Kentucky Nicholasville Road, Johnson's Ferry opened on the downstream side of Hickman Creek to compete for traffic with Hogan's Ferry. 7 miles downcurrent, two ferries serviced travelers of Shun Road, originally an unofficial thoroughfare cut to shun use of the Nicholasville and High Bridge toll roads. Martin's Boatyard shuttled goods and people crossing at Jessamine Creek into Polly's Bend. Beyond Martin's, McQuay's Landing would begin operations in the 1820s and cross from Handy's Bend into Bowman's Bend. At the Dix, no fewer than three ferries, Curd's, Lewis's, and Shaker ferries, transported goods back and forth along the Pleasant Hill and Kentucky River Turnpike near High Bridge. A couple miles further along at the Lexington-Harrodsburg-Perryville Turnpike, Highway 68, Harrodsburg Road, Broadway, a second Shaker ferry, along with little-used Todd's Ferry, floated area products downriver to the comparatively deeper and more reliable waters of Frankfort, Louisville, and ports west and south. Riding in the five lives of the Kentucky River, the author William Greer has described such ferry crossings as the center of activity for the areas they serve. With people and economic activity continually crossing and passing the river at these points, entire communities began to prosper. County-ordered warehouses stored tobacco, hemp, flour, and other products bound for markets downriver. Taverns provided gathering places for the bottle fever, sites for socialization and libations for those travelers ferrying over or passing through the area. General stores arose to service the needs of both the agricultural-based communities growing along both riverbanks and the many riverine and pike-bound travelers funneling through on their way to other places. Housing provided homes for the different workers needed to operate the ferry communities. At Clay's Ferry, Eastern Kentucky coal floated down the Kentucky, was transferred from flatboats onto horse-drawn wagons and hauled 15 miles inland to supply the growing fossil energy needs of Lexingtonians, who could purchase bushels for 22 cents. Iron and salt mined and floated from Kentucky tributaries, the Red River and the South Fork also made their way down the river to nearby ferry crossings for inland shipping to the inner bluegrass's growing frontier city. At High Bridge, as at other ferry stops on the Kentucky, lumber mills transformed old-growth eastern Kentucky timber into construction material. Much of it, no doubt, heading, like the iron and salt and coal, not to mention chunks of the profit, directly towards the region's big resource guzzler on the banks of Town Branch.
Great forest.